Dr. Ted Mala.
I understand you probably have had a lot of interaction with Senator Stevens over the years.
Yes, we go back about 40 years. And he's always been gracious, open, and has a special place in his heart for Alaska Native people.
Can you tell me some of the highlights, some of the things he's accomplished for Alaska Natives?
There's no end. And I don't even know if there's a beginning. He built our hospital. He built our clinic. He was there for Native people, for health care, when few other people were. He would risk everything to bring us together and let us speak with one voice. And the result of that is the incredible hospital that we have and statewide referral center, which is, and the primary care clinic, which bears his name.
So you can really point to Senator Stevens as the force behind adequate, at least in Anchorage, health care for Alaska Natives.
Oh, it's a statewide hospital. We receive patients from the whole state, and Senator Stevens is absolutely the one that made it happen. And he will always be in our heart. He always had time for everyone. I don't care how young, how old, how unimportant. When I was a student, he would drop everything and just say hello and talk to me. I one time brought 60 students through the Senate, and we met in the tunnel in the corridors under the Capitol, and he said, "Ted, what are you doing? Who are all these kids?" And I said, "Well, they're all Native students." And he said, "What are they doing for lunch?" And I said, "Well, we didn't have any plan yet." And he took all 60 of them upstairs to the Senate Appropriations Conference Room, and we sat down and we had lunch. That's Senator Stevens.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. He'll be missed by everybody. You know, you look around, his touch is everywhere. How do you think he will be remembered?
Well, I think he'll be remembered because he always had time for students and young people. He was always interested in preparing the next generation to take over. His legacy is in education. His legacy is in all, not only the money he brought in, but his family, his children, everyone he touched, he brought together. And all these people have been trained or touched by him one way or the other, and we're going to make it just fine thanks to him.
Thanks to him.
And I think the biggest tribute is that he left us a legacy to be able to learn how to fish as opposed to somebody feeding us fish.
Okay, well, thank you, Ted. I certainly appreciate your words.